It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Troy Spindler.
Dear listeners, Troy here. I hope you are all well and staying vigilant in this crisis. I wish I had some original insight to provide regarding the COVID-19 disease, but many others have already said it better than I. Practice good hygiene, avoid unnecessary interpersonal contact, prioritize care and resources for people with compromised immune systems, and don't let fear guide you. As the quarantines begin to put a halt to many of our jobs and daily activities, many people are making the difficult choice to do their part in containing the virus by staying at home. It feels wrong, in a way, as a crisis usually calls for action rather than the opposite. However, as far as communicable diseases are concerned, preventing yourself from getting infected and transmitting it to others goes a long way towards saving lives. I, for one, have been doing a stellar job of quarantining myself on the farm for the past 2 weeks, something for which I've been practicing all year. It's all too easy to get caught up in the farm for days on end, not seeing another soul besides my housemates, Victoria, Mark, Esperanza the dog, and MapQuest the rabbit. Under usual circumstances, it can be isolating, but at the moment, it is quite the privilege. Very few people have access to wide-open outdoor spaces with no humans and plenty of interesting animals to keep them company. I do not take it for granted. Even so, under any circumstances, privilege or no, the act of social distance requires effort, and my hope for resuming regular social interaction requires patience. Farming is often an exercise in patience. 3 weeks ago, it became clear that one of our ewes, Theodora, was pregnant. Her udder characteristically dropped and swelled, and her belly grew along with it. We did not intend any pregnancies this year, keeping our rams and ewes totally isolated from each other. So, either this was an immaculate conception, or we left a gate open at one point along the way. We can't know for sure. Either way, we began anticipating with joy the birth of at least one little John this spring, and 3 weeks later, still we anticipate. Theodora seemed quite far along when we found out she was pregnant, and ever since then we've been saying, any day now, be on the lookout. But she just grows bigger and continues to plod along and eat her cud. I envy her patience. Or perhaps it is the lamb who is patient. Maybe it was ready long ago, but it is waiting for the world to calm down before it breathes the air outside and joins the rest of the herd. I would call it a smart lamb, to stay cocooned like that for now, much as we may look forward to rejoining our human herd. For right now, we better just learn the joys of anticipation and the virtues of patience.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.